I was interested at a quite young age in drugs and this lifestyle, obviously because I had a quite okay family life apart from my father's drinking. But I was actually dreaming about, you know, running away from home and using drugs and being a prostitute. And it might sound really funny because I had really good grades at school. I started working in this Japanese karaoke hostess bar in London, and then I started drinking and using cocaine. And the first time when I got my permission bound, I felt like, wow, this is what I want to do all my life.
Chapter 5. The idiot sees, and then he hears the voice of adjuration. He can believe whether he has seen or no. If he doesn't report it, he shall bear his iniquity. For if anyone touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean animal, or the carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, he is hidden from him, and he is unclean, then he shall be guilty. For if he touches the uncleanness of man, whatever is unclean is in the kitchen, and it is hidden from him. When he knows that, then shall be guilty. Or if he is thank you. offerings of the Lord made by fire. It is a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin that he has sinned in any of these things, and he will be forgiven. And the rest shall be the priest as the meal offering. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, If anyone commits a trespass and sins unwittingly in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, according to your estimation in silver by shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for a trespass offering. He shall make restitution for that which he has done wrong in the holy thing, and shall add a fifth part to it, and give it to the priest. And the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and he will be forgiven.
They deny the foundational doctrines of Christianity, such as the Trinity, the deity of Christ, the personality and deity of the Holy Spirit, the bodily resurrection of Christ, and much more. They specialize in pretense and disguise. It is Satan who is the master of disguise and the father of lies. It is only logical to conclude, then, that the more you live a lie, the more Satan's power will grip your soul. In Ephesians chapter 6, we are told we must put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. The first of these is the belt of truth. The belt of truth, in this context, is not the truth of doctrine or creed. That comes later when Paul tells us to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The belt of truth, on the other hand, refers to what's going on in your private life. The Expositor's Greek Testament defines the belt of truth as, quote, the personal grace of candor, sincerity, truthfulness, the mind that will practice no deceit and attempt no disguising, unquote. Evil, by its very nature, requires a disguise in order to be accepted. 12-step programs have uncovered the crippling power of self-deceit. They call it denial. Mental health has been described as the ongoing process of dedication to reality at all times.